Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a brand new year. 2017 will be a breakthrough year for you. This is the year of your restoration, your healing, and your deliverance. You must make up in your mind today that the old year is behind you and that you will not carry any of that old baggage with you into this new year. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. I've been asked by some of our listeners to speak again on a subject I brought to you a few weeks ago. Enabling destructive and bad behavior only destroys the one you are trying to protect and hurts everyone around you. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25, we will start reading at verse 2. Now, there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. David and his men protected Nabal's flocks and herds while they were in the wilderness. David made sure that none of Nabal's sheep or goats were harmed in any way, and none of his young men were disturbed or threatened in any way. And so when Nabal's men returned to him, it was at sheep shearing time, and David and his men were hungry. So David sent word to Nabal to please send food to him and some of his young men, for they were all hungry. But Nabal's answer was very indignant. He insulted David with an answer. He sent word back to David that he would not send him any food, and he was very rude in his response to David. I am sure we all remember the story of Nabal and Abigail and David in 1 Samuel 25. David had protected Nabal's large flock while his men were in the wilderness. And so when Nabal began to shear his sheep at the shearing time, David sent his young men to ask Nabal for some food. And Nabal turned and told David that he would not give him food because David was but a runaway slave. The biblical narrative goes on to tell us that when David received word of what Nabal had said, he took 400 armed men and started back to Carmel, where Nabal was, to kill every male in his house. But when Nabal's wife Abigail was told what had happened, she quickly gathered together some provisions for David and his men and met David on the road, not too far from her husband, and she convinced David not to kill her husband and every male member in her family. In the past, whenever I read 1 Samuel chapter 25, I saw Abigail as an ideal example of how to deal with very difficult circumstances. Many people would have reacted the same way Abigail did. But as I studied this chapter in light of some recent Bible study, I saw something more going on here. I realized Abigail was a strong and insightful woman, but not as strong as I first thought. Many people find themselves in the shoes of this woman. The Bible said she was married to a man named Nabal, and since biblical names often describes the personality or character of a person, the name Nabal means fool or rude or ill-bred, stubborn and disagreeable. I think you get the idea. I think his underlying problem was a feeling of worthlessness. He was from the family of Caleb, and the name Caleb means dog. Imagine going through life with a name that means foolish dog. First name Nabal and the last name Caleb. And even though he was a successful and prosperous man, for in verse 2, the Bible tells us of his wealth, even before they told us of his name. Many people are defined by what they have and not who they are. But with all of that wealth, deep down on the inside, Nabal still saw himself as a foolish dog. You cannot let others define who you are. The children of Israel were born slaves in Egypt, but they were delivered by a great hand of God. And you may have been born in difficult and hard times, but the God you serve can deliver you just like he delivered the children of Israel. The children of Israel were toughened in the wilderness and defeated fear at Jericho. They overcame shame at Ai, but all of that prepared them to slay giants that would dare raise their head against their God. And you must make up in your mind that the coming year will be your year of victory. No more fear, no more shame. You are no longer a slave to the things that are behind you. The things that are behind you are not the things that define you. But in 1 Samuel 25 and 3, the Bible tells us that the only redeeming thing about Nabal was that he was married to a woman by the name of Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. But even though she had good understanding, she was still married to a harsh and an evil man from the house of Caleb, and the name Caleb means dog. Maybe her parents prearranged this marriage, but I believe that there's something within each one of us that is attracted to a certain personality type. I see it repeatedly in counseling. God delivers someone from a certain type of Nabal, a harsh and abusive man or woman, and 1 year later, I see that same person dating or befriending Nabal all over again, the same type of person. They always say to me, "Pastor, this time, this one is different." But after a few bad experiences like Nabal, you will be afraid to start trusting anyone. What I am saying is that if you meet someone with a name like Foolish Dog, that should immediately tell you something about their character and personality. Nabal's personality was in the making from the day he was born, long before Abigail ever met him. And the same is true in your life. You are not responsible for the actions of the Nabal you may have a relationship with or that you may have married. When David sent his men to ask Nabal for food for him and his men, Nabal responded by rudely saying in 1 Samuel 25:10, "Who is David? Who is this son of Jesse? So many servants nowadays are leaving their masters. Should I take my bread, my water, my meat that I have butchered from my shears and give them to men coming from who knows where?" David's young men returned to him and told him all that Nabal had said. Nabal could have answered simply no, but he called the anointed future king of Israel a no-good runaway slave and his men a bunch of losers. And notice all of the personal pronouns in verse 11. This alone should tell us that he was a prideful, a self-centered person, not giving God credit for making him prosperous. 1 Samuel 25:11 says, "Shall I take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shears and give it to men whom I do not know where they are from?" Into this self-centered, insecure life marries Abigail. And Abigail thought that she was his savior and his rescuer. She thought that if she could just somehow fix him, that everything would be fine. Everyone knew that he had a problem, even his servant and his wife, but no one dared confront Nabal. In 1 Samuel 25:17, the Bible says, "For he is such a scoundrel, a son of the devil, that no one can even speak to him. He was so mean and stubborn that you couldn't tell him anything. This can only happen to you if you allow it to happen in your life. For years, she had remained quiet and fearful of his foolish actions. She could have confronted him many times and said to him, "You are going to get us all killed. You better fix this right now, or we will all die because of your stubbornness and your meanness." People who feel trapped in this type of relationship will always find it difficult to confront the Nabals in their lives. But you should never be afraid to speak truth to power, or in this case, speak truth to foolishness. But Abigail did what most people do. She decided to try and fix Nabal's mess herself. Don't you get tired of feeling like you have to fix the destruction caused by someone you love and care about, making excuses for them, lying for them, covering up, trying to explain their actions? Without saying anything to her husband, Abigail loaded up enough food for 400 men and left to meet David and his men. And strangely enough, I think she saw herself as the real hero or savior of the family. It was almost unbelievable to me that a woman would attempt to confront 400 armed men and expect them to listen to her. You know, when you arm 400 men, that you're not coming to talk or not coming to have dinner. She could have sent the food by her servants. But in the face of all of this danger, she saw herself as the only one competent enough to handle the situation. At this point, she had to do something. And I think the reason this problem occurred in the first place, she had covered for Nabal and enabled Nabal and fixed things for him for so many years, rather than allowing Nabal to face the consequences of his own actions. Without her fixing things, he would have had to face many smaller, less critical things on other occasions and learn from them. But she took things into her own hands. In 1 Samuel 25:18, we find these words. So Abigail quickly took 200 loaves of bread, 2 full wineskins, 5 butchered sheep, a bushel of roasted grain, 100 bunches of raisins, and 200 fig cakes, and loaded them on donkeys. All of these things represented her human efforts to cope with a Nabal in her own strength. 1 Samuel 25:19 tells us, "And she said to her servants, 'Go on before me. See, I am coming after you.'" But she did not tell her husband Nabal. She didn't tell him because she feared his anger and his disapproval. He had become to her a little god. No matter what she said, no matter what she did, she could never get what she wanted most from him, and that was his approval and his loving support. He was too foolish, too worthless to care for anyone except himself. Life was all about him and his self-doubt and his low self-esteem. In 1 Samuel 25:21, David said, "Surely in vain I have protected all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belonged to him, and he has repaid me evil for good." Abigail wanted so much to fix the problem her husband created that when she first met David, the Bible said she quickly got down from her donkey. She immediately bowed down in front of David with her face touching the ground. And after she bowed down at his feet, she said, now listen very carefully, "Sir, let me be responsible for this wrong. Please let me speak with you. Please listen to my words." And then she said, "On me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be on me." When are you going to stop taking responsibility for the foolish actions of someone else? Exactly what Abigail did. She took responsibility for the foolish actions of her husband, Nabal. Husbands, wives, children, You are not to blame for the actions of the Nabals in your life. You are not to blame for what Nabal has done and is still doing. You need to stop being ashamed for Nabal's behavior. 1 Samuel 25:25, Abigail said, "Please let not my Lord regard this scoundrel Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Fool is his name, and folly or stupidity is with him. But I, your maidservant, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent." She took total responsibility for her husband's foolish and bad behavior. Abigail was a people pleaser, trying to please everyone around her. And you can't please everyone around you and please God at the same time. The Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 1:10, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a servant of Christ." He could not please God and men at the same time. But the reality is that most people like Abigail are ultimately trying to protect herself and her family and her house. Nabal only cared for himself and no one else. Sure, Nabal, Abigail's husband, was a very wealthy man. The Bible said he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. But there are things much more important in life than 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. What I'm saying is that you may be trying to protect your financial status in life, but what are you giving up to have that? Maybe you're giving up your respect. Maybe you're giving up your son's or your daughter's futures. Maybe I should make this just a little plainer so you will understand. Sometimes you stay in foolish relationships so long that after a few years, there is nothing left of you. You can stay with Nabal so long that you began to assume the foolish and abusive personality of Nabal. When Abigail asked for forgiveness, it was only for her and not for Nabal. But Abigail had nothing to be forgiven for. It should have been Nabal asking for the forgiveness, but instead Abigail asked for forgiveness for herself. 1 Samuel 25:28, Abigail said, "Please forgive the trespass of your maidservant." But also in 1 Samuel 25:31, Abigail said, "And when the Lord blesses you, King David, then remember me, Abigail. And when the Lord has done these great things for you, please remember me, your servant, Abigail." It's time for you to stop hiding and covering for the foolishness of the Nabals around you. You will live to be ashamed of what you're doing. But instead, you should really see what this biblical narrative is telling us and what it means for us today. King David is a type of Christ in this narrative. The Bible calls Jesus the son and seed of David, a prophet, a priest, and the anointed king. In verse 35, Abigail finally found someone in King David who cared for her, really appreciated her for who she was and not for what she could do for him. The anointed king looked on Abigail and said, "Go in peace to your house. I have heard your voice, and I have accepted thy person. I have respect for your person." 1 Samuel 25:35 says, "And David received from her hand what she had brought to him, and said to her, 'Go up in peace to your house. See, I have heeded your voice and respect your person.'" So David received of her hand that which she had brought to him, and said unto her, "Go in peace to your house. See, I have hearkened to that voice, and I have accepted thy person." The king granted her peace to go to her house. There will be times when Nabal will continue to be foolish. But now, like Abigail, you are at peace in your own house because the peace of God and the peace in God goes with you. You have to let God work on Nabal, but with the peace of God in your heart and in your mind, Nabal can't shake your world anymore. Maybe you can't change Nabal, but you can go home yourself changed by God, the king that you've had an encounter with, because the king gave Abigail his unconditional acceptance and love. David didn't judge her. He didn't call her a fool's wife. He didn't ask her for her educational background. He didn't ask her for her zip code or personal or family history. He didn't ask her what she had done when she was 16 or 21. He didn't ask her to fill out applications. He said, "Go in peace. I have accepted thy person." Let me tell you what King Jesus will do for us. Ephesians 1:6 says, "To the praise of the glory of God's grace, by which God has made us accepted in the beloved." God has accepted you. If no one else on the face of this earth accepts you, you can rest assured that God has accepted you. And then the Bible tells us in Romans 8:1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." No one dare condemns you as a child of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Many people mistakenly think that Jesus is seeking only the top percentile, but heaven is not some university or college. Jesus said, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Nabal was a troubled soul, and when Abigail went to tell him what she had done, the Bible said she found him very drunk. In 1 Samuel 25:36, it says, "Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk, whereof she told him nothing less or more until the morning." Many addictions start because someone is trying to fix an inside feeling with outside means. Inside hurts and problems cannot be fixed with a drink or with a pill. Abigail became skilled at communicating with a dysfunctional husband. She knew not to try and talk to a drunken Nabal, so she waited until the next morning when the wine was gone out of him in verse 37. And the Bible said, when she told him what she had done, his heart died within him and he became like a stone. The Bible didn't say he was stone. The Bible said he became like a stone. This may be the first heart attack recorded in the Bible. Why? Because she finally was strong enough to confront him with the truth of who he was, a foolish dog. Perhaps if she had not waited until it involved a life or death matter, he would not have died. But the Bible says in 1 Samuel 25:38, "Then it came about after 10 days that the Lord struck Nabal and he died." And the next verse tells us that King David, who is a type of Christ, took Abigail as his wife. Verse 39 tells us, "And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, 'Blessed be the Lord, who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hands of Nabal, and has kept his servant David from evil. For the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal on his own head.' And David sent and proposed to Abigail to take her as his wife." Like you and I, the church is called the bride of Christ. And she was, as we are now, the bride of Christ in the time of Christ's rejection. She was exalted, and foolish Nabal died. This year, break free of the abusive Nabals in and around your life. Abigail realized that the only love she needed was the love of the king, and the only love and acceptance you need is the love of your king, and that is King Jesus. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. My prayer for you is that God will prosper you in this new year.
You have been listening to Pastor Isaac Tapper and Healing Hearts Ministry, brought to you from the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York, 11369. Join us on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock for more Word and Worship, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical answers for today's difficult problems. Healing Hearts is a listener-supported ministry, and we appreciate your financial support. If you would like to support this ministry or obtain a copy of today's entire program, call us at 917-935-5374 or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Join Pastor Tapper next week at the same time for more Healing Hearts, and may God's love continue to restore your life.